Ellie Roofing.
Hi, is Laura there?
He's not. Can I help you with something?
Sure. Is there an office manager or controller of the company I can speak with?
Yes. Speaking.
Oh, okay. Great. Yeah, my name's Danny. I'm with the Bank of Cardiff. And who am I speaking with?
This is Don.
Hey, Don. How you doing?
Okay.
Good. Yeah, I just want to touch base with you or Laura about some financing offers we sent out to the business a couple weeks back. And it was based on some financing you guys did with Vendlease Company back in 2011.
Okay.
Yeah, so basically we had the business pre-approved for some equipment finance and working capital. Looks like about $250K.
Right.
Yeah, so I just wanted to touch base with you guys, see what kind of plans or projects you have coming up where you might need some financing.
Actually, at this time, we're okay. We are hoping not to need financing. We have recently made quite a few purchases, so.
Oh, really?
With all good hopes, we won't be going that direction. But that doesn't mean that down the road it could, you know, might not be a possibility. So, my suggestion to you is maybe touch base with us on occasion, shoot me an email, and if we find a need, then we can move forward.
Okay, sounds good. Well, what's a good email for you?
It's leroofing.
Okay.
At leroofing.com.
Oh, nice and simple.
Yes.
At leroofing.com. Okay. Well, yeah, I'll send over that email about 15 minutes. Okay. Just out of curiosity, like, what do you guys, you know, normally finance? You bring on specific types of equipment or...
I mean, currently, right now, the only thing we finance is a couple of new trucks, but, yeah, we've just recently purchased a new Gale and a crane and things of that nature, so.
Okay, right on. And is this, usually you do this at the beginning of the season or more toward the end?
You know, probably the best time to get in touch with that would be towards the end of the year for the tax write-offs.
Exactly. That's what everyone shoots for. It's pretty funny. Well, why not? You save the money, right?
Right.
Yeah, and so, I mean, we also do working capital. Are you guys familiar with working capital?
Yes, and right now, you know, we're in a position where we're good, but, I mean, that doesn't mean that may not change. We're just firing up some new projects and...
Okay.
You know, but, I mean, who knows? We always keep our fingers crossed that we don't have to finance money to keep a project going, but you never know.
Yeah, exactly, and you really don't. And for that, like the working capital, do you use that for like materials and things like that for projects?
Yeah, or if we find a lot of times because of the size of projects that, you know, we do, sometimes when the draws are delayed or what have you due to whatever circumstances, then... You know, we might even utilize something like that for payroll or what have you.
Yeah, exactly. And, yeah, I mean, it is because you guys probably get, you know, paid out up to 60 days and, like...
Well, yeah, it varies with the contract. I mean, most of ours are net 30, but we do a lot of government work, and it kind of just depends on the progress, you know, where we're at on the job.
Yeah, exactly. And that's rough on you guys, you know, when they... take that long to pay out, especially when you got all these jobs coming up.
Right.
Okay, well, yeah, that's exactly. I mean, we do equipment financing and the working capital. A lot of companies use it for that exact thing, payroll, materials. And, we can free up 10 to 15% of your top-line revenue as unsecured cash. A lot of, you know, yeah, so, I mean, to give you a better example, like, what was your gross annual sales like last year?
About $3.7 million.
Okay, wow. That sounds like it's a good year for you guys. Are you on track to beat that, or are you guys...
Oh, well, we're hoping. We hope to move forward.
Exactly. No, I was just curious. Sometimes, like this year I've been talking to you, a lot of businesses have been, you know, on the up, which is great, but it's a lot of them don't really know. Like, do you guys, what do you contribute to your growth?
Yeah, I mean, and that just varies. It just, you know, it depends on what's going on and where we're at. I mean, right now, we're hoping to break $5 million this year, so we'll see.
Oh, wow. That's great. How are you guys planning on doing that? Are you just picking up more jobs or hiring more people?
Yeah, well, and we're getting more and more involved with the military as time goes on. So we do a lot of military work right now. And we're just looking into different programming where certain funding is available, where the military is going to utilize and, you know, do restorations or what have you. So.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Yeah. Oh, that's great that you guys get in, you know, with the military. It's consistent work, it sounds like.
Yes.
Okay. Well, great. Yeah, so, I mean, we'd be able to get you around, like, you know, 370,000, you know, on up, if needed, you know, as a type of unsecured cash you can use however you see fit.
Right.
For the business. And that you usually take on that amount. I mean, that's quite a bit of money. Do you take on those amounts of loans, or do you usually use, like, a line of credit?
You know, about 60,000-70,000.
Okay.
Like I said, we try to stray from that, but I know there have been moments where we think we're under pressure, and then we consider doing something, and then all of a sudden, our, you know, big draw comes in. But you know, you get into panic mode, thinking that you need to continue on the project, and of course, pay your employees and what have you. So.
Yeah, exactly, and that's like I always say that too. You know, with working capital, like. Find it when you don't need it, because when you need it, you know, it's like, it's pretty funny. Because when you get in those situations and you're scrambling, I mean, it's
right.
Pretty crazy.
Been very fortunate so far, so.
Well, good. That's great to hear. And is there, you know, a bank that you guys lean on for financing?
No, nothing in particular. I mean, you know, we have a couple of establishments that we bank with, so we would... you know, probably go to them first, but that doesn't mean that we're limited to that.
Exactly, yeah. And, I mean, who do you guys usually work with?
U.S. Bank or Wells Fargo.
Okay, great. So you guys have, you know, used the bigger banks. And with Wells Fargo and U.S. Bank, do you have, like, lines of credit with them?
We don't have lines of credit anywhere. I mean, we have credit cards that we use and... the only lines of credit that we have are on vehicles that are financed, but then that's with Credit Union and Wells Fargo. So, of course, they're secured loans by, you know, equipment title or what have you.
Yeah, exactly. So they kind of, like, keep track of it more and even secure longer term. Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, like I said, I just want to touch base with you, kind of see where, you know, you guys were at. And if you did have something coming up, you know, we'd like to throw our hat in the ring, see if we couldn't help you guys out.
Sure. I mean, if you want to, like, shoot me an email, tell me a little bit about what your percentages are and that sort of thing, and we'll go from there.
All right. Sounds good. Yeah, I'll go ahead and send over some information, like some highlights of our programs, as well as my contact info. And, I mean, it's a very simple process. You see exactly what we could do for you, you know, as far as, like, terms and rates and all that. It's a one-page application.
Okay.
And then it would be 6 months, the business bank statements, because they evaluate the cash flow of the business.
Mm-hmm.
And then it would be your most recent tax return. 2014 is okay if you don't have 2015.
Yeah, no, 15's done.
Oh, okay, great. You guys have the ball game. Some people don't even, like, have them yet. It's crazy.
I know.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. upon receiving all those items, we can get answers within 24 hours. And funded in 48 if needed. So we're really quick turnover rate. I mean, if you want to see exactly what we could do for you, we could show you.
Okay. Yeah, shoot me an email and I'll keep it in mind and we'll see what happens.
All right. Well, sounds good.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Don. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.